From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Bush has issued an emergency declaration for California, opening the way for more federal assistance for fire crews battling hundreds of wildfires there, most sparked by lightning. More than 260,000 acres have burned so far. Christina Anastad from member station KZYX has more.
Terry Morgan is a firefighter with Cal Fire in Cloverdale. He says Cal Fire has two engines, a private bulldozer, and 22 volunteer firefighters working on a near 1,000-acre fire.
Multiply that by 10 times, so that's how short we are. We have no hand crews to speak of. You probably at least have 10 hand crews on a fire of this magnitude if this was the only fire going. But obviously that's not, so that's where we're at.
President Bush's federal emergency declaration is expected to bring in more support and supply up to 75% in federal funds for relief efforts in the state. FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security are expected to provide some of that support, which would relieve fatigued firefighters who have been on the front lines for days now. For NPR News, I'm Christina Anastad in Philo, California.
More heavy rain in the Midwest is adding to flooding woes in southwest Missouri. In the town of Winfield, a makeshift sandbag levee failed today, sending floodwaters into dozens of homes. Dan Flippin manages an emergency shelter there for the Red Cross.
The morale's pretty good. Of course, at this point in time, everyone is has cleared out of their houses, and they're kind of wondering when FEMA and when they can get help, both monetary and materials.
More than 125 homes in Winfield have been destroyed or damaged by the flooding. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses remain without electricity in Omaha after storms packing high winds tore through the area, ripping off rooftops and downing trees and utility poles. Local officials say it will take days to restore power completely. President Bush says the U.S. will press the U.N. Security Council to take strong action against Zimbabwe for a presidential election that he called a sham. The European Union is also considering sanctions, as Larry Miller reports from London.
The European Union called the Zimbabwe election a sham. Nobel Peace Laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu said the world has the right to intervene in Zimbabwe. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown described the election as a new low and said the world is united in rejecting the illegitimate regime of Robert Mugabe. Brown said tougher EU sanctions are being prepared and that Britain will work to close what he called this sickening chapter. Brown urged the African Union to take strong action when it meets Monday. Meanwhile, London's independent newspaper reports agents of the Mugabe regime are harassing and intimidating Zimbabwean dissidents in Britain through surveillance, threats against family members in Zimbabwe, and late-night phone calls. The paper said this was confirmed by British security sources.
Larry Miller reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. military says 32 militants have been killed in Afghanistan as they were attacking a patrol of Afghan and coalition forces when the militants first ambushed the patrol, coalition troops called in airstrikes. Presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain are both pledging to reform the nation's immigration policies. They each got standing ovations in separate appearances today before a meeting of Latino elected officials. Riot police in Bulgaria have detained dozens of extremists who were tossing rocks, bottles, and gasoline bombs at the capital city's first-ever gay pride parade today. About 150 people took part in the event. No serious injuries were reported. One of North America's largest gay pride festivals is underway in Toronto. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
The feathers, leather, and lace are out. The parties have been going strong all week. It's the 28th year that the city has held gay pride celebrations. Toronto has become one of the most prominent gay pride festivals in the world. This year, about 1.2 million people are expected to attend the pride parade on Sunday. And that's become big tourist business for the city. It's also become a political event as politicians from all parties and levels of government show their support. And this year, for the first time, Canadian military personnel in uniform will be allowed to take part in the march. The soldiers will march alongside firefighters, police, and others. One officer says it will send out the message that the Canadian Forces is an employer of choice for all people. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A teenager was struck and killed by a roller coaster at the Six Flags amusement park outside Atlanta this afternoon after entering a restricted area near the ride. A spokeswoman for the park said the 17-year-old apparently ignored warning signs and scaled two large fences to enter that area. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.